Well, Leon, the big headline today or over the last 24 hours is that the Greeks are now officially in arrears with the IMF. So can you tell us, first of all, what does that mean? And is that actually the most important thing that's happened in this crisis over the last few days?
So being arrears into the IMF is not technically a default. So the bonds that the Greek government has on issue, a credit event has not been declared for them. Going into the arrears for the IMF, the actual consequences of that in and of itself, I'd argue, are not huge. Greece does join a list of countries, including places like Cuba, that have done this, so it probably doesn't want to be part of that list. But really, what the most important thing here is what the ECB is doing. So the big problem with Greece is that the banks have basically had a run on them, and the ECB has frozen funding. So when the deposits, up to now, when deposits were leaving the banking system in Greece, the ECB was coming in and lending the banks money. Actually, technically, it was the Bank of Greece that was lending money, but let's not get into that issue. They were lending money to the Greek banks to replace that funding. They've frozen that now. They're not increasing the level, even though there's more money flowing out of Greek banks, and this has necessitated the kinds of controls that we're seeing at the moment. So this is limiting people to withdraw 60 euro per day, and that's obviously going to be a problem economically.
Yeah, so that can't last, right? You can't indefinitely have a system where people can only withdraw tiny amounts of money.
Yeah, and you cannot indefinitely do this. So there's an open question of when the banks are basically going to reopen. It would be, so the referendum that the Greek government has called is on Sunday. There might be people that think the banks will open on Monday. I'm not entirely sure. They could be shut for a while longer.
Now, there are an enormous number of legal and economic questions around this, but what's struck me, particularly over the last few weeks, is that there's also an increasingly emotional element. There's an enormous level, it seems, of personal animus between the main negotiators in this. We're seeing now in public statements, you know, from senior figures that would have only been made privately before, extremely critical about the conduct of the players on the other side. How much does that matter? Is this all about the numbers and about the black letter law, or does it matter what's going on in the room?
I think it absolutely matters what's going on in the room. So the referendum on Sunday is about a technical question. It's a very technical question. It's a very odd referendum. So the referendum on Sunday is about whether the Greek population wants to accept the conditions imposed on them for the second bailout package. The issue is, though, that second bailout package has expired. It no longer exists. That second bailout package is gone. What the referendum's actually all about, despite the wording of it, is whether the Greeks want to remain in the euro area or not. So if they vote yes, the Greek population is sending the signal that they want to remain in the euro area. And the Greek government has said that, I believe that they've said that if that yes comes up, then they'll accept all of the, they will go to the Europeans and accept everything that's in the second bailout package. The tweak, the big problem is that, as I said, that second bailout package is finished. They're going to have to negotiate a whole new bailout package, basically. And various people on the European side have said that they do not trust and will not negotiate with Syriza, that they do not trust these guys, especially because their heart clearly is not in imposing these restrictions.
And so what the Europeans presumably are looking for then, if this referendum goes the way that's expected, and there is a yes vote, fairly substantial majority, it looks like, for the yes vote, over 60%. If it goes that way, then what the Europeans presumably will look for is a resignation by the government and some kind of government of national unity formed in Greece with which Europe can then negotiate.
Yeah, look, I think that's absolutely right. In terms of the likelihood of a yes vote, I think it's all pretty uncertain. My best guess, is that the vote will be yes, judging by the stuff that I've read in various polls that have been done. But it's not an open and shut case. There's a great deal of uncertainty here.
Now, just finally, what do you think are the implications of all of this for the Asian region?
Direct economic implications, I would think, are relatively low. So there are reasons to think that the fallout from all of this is not going to be terribly large. One is that Greece is a very small economy. Another is that a lot of the debt that they owe is to official organisations. It's not to banks, so banks aren't in risk of bankruptcy. On the other hand, there are other parties who are concerned that there may be some sort of nasty surprise lurking around the corner, especially Americans. So Americans were really burnt badly. I think when Lehman Brothers went down, there were all sorts of unforeseen consequences as a part of that. And so they're very cautious. They're a little bit worried that if this all turns out badly, and it is turning out badly now, then something bad and unexpected might happen. For me, though, what it really gets to on a broader picture is that bad economics can be bad politics. So if you're joining the euro area was a badly designed currency union. It was a very poor economic idea, but people said it would be good for unity in the region. Looking at what's happening there from 10,000 miles away, I'm obviously not in the thick of it, but from 10,000 miles away, I think it's hard to make the case that the euro at the moment is a source for European unity.
Yes, thanks, Leon.
No worries.